The first kina that we said this morning, for us in Eretz Yisrael, it's now the time of Ne'ilat Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is slowly waning away. The first kina we said a while ago began Shavas. It was silent. Suru meni shim'uni orechai. Those who despised us, turned us away, chased us away. And it was silence. The language of the kina is actually strange. If you would ask me, I would have written the kina, Suri meni shumuni orchai, we were sent away. We were sent into Golos. The sounds that our great-grandparents heard, goodbye Jew in Poland. And then there was silence. Then the shtetl was silent. Then Yerushalayim was silent. Yet the order is reversed. It starts with Shavas, that there was silence, and then a description of that silence. Suri meni shimuni varchai. Shavas, that silence, becomes the theme of Tisha B'Av. We're supposed to sit in silence. Our grandparents and our great-grandparents, they didn't have kinos explained. They sat with the silence of the pain of the kinos in silence. Rav Soloveitchik emphasized that this word, shavas, emphasizes how quickly everything became silent. In 1938 in Gur, I've mentioned to the Talmidim in the past, there were 50,000 Hasidim on Rosh Hashanah. In 1939, Gur was entirely quiet. It was silent. Last year, I told this to the Talmidim, and we're looking back historically. But this year, who would have thought? The pasuk towards the end of Eicha, Zikenim Mishar Shavasu, Bacharu Miniginosam. We've been spending most of the time after Pesach talking about how we're going to make weddings because Shavas Bachurim Miniginosam. The sounds, we can no longer make those sounds of weddings. Everything has been silent. But Rabbosai, now's the time for us to bemoan something else. Zikenim Mishar Shavasu. My Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita has been trapped in his home. The most I could see of him is look up at the window and he puts up his hands to bless the children Friday night. His dear son, Rafal Ben Ayob Ben Shifra, is now in a coma from corona. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the silence, I'm now standing in our Beis Medrash, Mavak Shemes, and it's empty. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the silence, not just simply to go back to regular, that our Batei Midrashim will be filled again with the vibrant sounds of Torah. But everything will be different. Rabbosai, though, there's a deeper level to this concept of Shvisa. The fact that the theme of kinos is shavas harkens back to something else. And that is the phenomenon that the halachos of Tisha B'Av and the halachos of Yom HaKippurim are identical. Chazal say, Ein bein Yom HaKippurim v'Tisha B'Av ela sfeikoi bilvad. There's absolutely no difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And therefore, we discussed this, that this year it could be it's different, but in general, in normal years, also the adam lehoishit etzboi b'mayim, it's prohibited for a person to put his hand into water, just like on Yom HaKippurim. There's somehow this deep thematic connection between Yom Kippur, the ne'ilah of Yom HaKippurim, and the ne'ilah of Tisha B'Av. Now, when it came to Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam emphasizes that we don't bathe, not because of avelos, because it's shvisa. We are entirely resting from our corporal entities, and we become like angels. We're like malachim. We cry out during Me'ilah, Hashem Hu Elokim. We're shoveis because we raise ourselves up to angels, and our requirement is to look at the rest of the year and remember that perspective of Malachim. Rasul Deitchik pointed out that's why the Rambam emphasizes that the Isra of Rechitza is from Shvisa. It's not an issue simply of Tainug, of Avelus, certainly not in Yom HaKippurim, but rather we exist in an entirely different plane. But what does that have to do with Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is the ultimate avelos. Its halachos should not be learned and extended from the world of Yom HaKippurim. It should be governed at the pinnacle of Hilchos Avelos. And in what way do we deeply connect the Shvisa, that silence of Yom HaKippurim, to the silence of Tisha B'Av? The silence of Tisha B'Av is the pain of my grandmother who barely spoke. That's the silence of Tisha B'Av at first glance. What in the world does that have to do with the silence of Yom HaKippurim? To address this question, we need to take a step back and look at Churban Beis HaMikdash from the perspective of our great Rebbe who inspired so much of the yeshiva world. And that's no one less than Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the founder of the yeshiva of Volozhin. In his seminal work, Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner sets down a very, very important principle in terms of how one is supposed to look at Churban HaBayis. He writes that the Beis HaMikdash was the synthesis, it was the combination of both the godly, ethereal expression of God, yet him resting in a lower abode. Yerushalayim represents the synthesis of the heavenly Jerusalem and the lower Jerusalem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested in the Beis HaMikdash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that there was a world of neshama that coexists in the world of guf. That is what Beis HaMikdash is. That one is what Ashras HaShchin is. It's that synthesis of those two worlds. The Lev HaOlam, the heart of the world, is Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, that is the chitzonius. In Kabbalah, that is the outer expression of the synthesis. In Shar Aleph Perek Gimel, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, the inner expression of that synthesis between Ruach and Guf is the Jewish heart. When the Jewish heart, the collective Jewish heart, and every single one of our own Jewish hearts expresses that synthesis in a healthy way, where our Avodas Hashem is consistent with who we are internally, that, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, is when Klal Yisrael is worthy of Hashras Hashchina. However, Yeshayahu cried out to us this past Shabbos, Lama li roiv zivcheichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're from on the outside. But there's been an inconsistency with the way you've acted, Bein Adam L'Chaver, there's been an inconsistency with where your heart really is when you keep halacha. It's been forged and it's been emphasized. Your
religion. 8 o'clock.
You expressed Avodas Hashem in an outward way as opposed to an internal way. Continues Reb Chaim Volozhiner. V'zois yechrad lev ha'adam. And this is how the Jewish heart should shudder. Because it was not Titus HaRasha that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What happened was when the Jewish heart wasn't zocha to incorporate that world of both Ruach and Neshama, then the outer manifestation, the Beis HaMikdash, could no longer exist. The synthesis of Ruach and Guf starts with us. When that happens, we're worthy for Beis HaMikdash. Chas v'chalila, when it doesn't happen, then the Beis HaMikdash can't stand. Titus HaRosh's actions was a fait accompli, writes Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Jewish heart, in its abilities to synthesize the exterior and the interior of Avodas Hashem, the exterior and the interior of both the Guf and the Neshama, therein lies the secret to Binyan, and unfortunately, Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rav Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, pointed out that Yehoshua is described, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. He's an Ish, he's a man, Asher Ruach Boy, who's full of spirit. Our Avodah is that our Ruach should be consistent with our Maisim. And the Navi admonishes us, Lomali Rose of Chechem, when Tisha B'Av and the 9 days and the 3 weeks become a question of calling the rabbi what I can do and what I can't do. Of course there are halachos, but it starts where the heart is. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that's why the Rambam says, Mishenichnas am mematim b'simcha, and the Rambam doesn't give us any details of what mematim b'simcha means, as he does in other instances, in Hilchos Tainus, where he describes the details of mematim b'simcha, because it has to start with the Jewish heart. All of our customs of the 9 days are simply customs based on the Yerushalmi. The Gemara tells us that the halachos of Avelis only begin in Shua Shechabo. It's our great-great-great-great-grandmothers in Yerushalayim that couldn't bring themselves to sow, that began the customs of the 9 days, because the Gemara rules that the halachos only start by Shua Shechalba. Everything about the avoda of Bein HaMitzarim is all about where our heart is. Rav Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, when he was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, his Rebbetzin, after she heard the news, one of the first things she did is she sent one of her sons down to the car. His car, which was parked in front of the shul, and she said, I want you to open the car and check the towel. Sometimes Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha went to mikveh before Shacharis, and sometimes he didn't. Her son touched the towel and it was wet. He died Al Kiddush Hashem, after having gone to the mikvah, standing in his talis and tefillin, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. Ish Asher Ruach Boy. Every single one of us has that Ruach inside of us. It's not just only who are angels who are walking on this earth. Every single one of us has that Koach and that Ruach. Every single one of us have the capability to raise ourselves up to that place where once again there is a true Hashras Hashina B'Lev HaAdam. 1942, the concentration camps, there's a Nazi officer that hears that there's a chassid who is refusing to eat any treif, any tarfus. He brings a piece of pork into the Jews who are starving in the barracks, and he chooses his prey of who he's going to force, that Jew he's going to finally force him to eat. There's no way that you could maintain your Jewish identity in these conditions. And he puts a gun to the man's head, to the chassid's head, and he says, Jew, if you don't eat this pork, I will kill you. But the Nazi had made a mistake. This was not a chassid from Poland. This was a Jew from Germany, who for generations his parents had already unfortunately been eating pork. And this Jew looked at the Nazi in the eye and he said no. And he was killed Al Kiddush Hashem. Ish Asher Ruach Bo is not only people who grew up as Malachim, it also refers to every single Jew. Daniel Pearl, when he was murdered barbarically, said his last words were, my mother is Jewish and my father is Jewish. That, Rabbosai, is the connection to Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, during Ne'ilah, during this period of time, we scream out, Hashem Hu Elokim. We've entirely removed ourselves from our corporeal state and we connect to something that is greater. We connect and we experience the world from the perspective of angels. And on Tisha B'Av as well, there is a Shvisa. We rest from our corporeal identities and we return to that Jewish heart. The same Shvisa, that same resting of Yom HaKippurim is expressed in a different way. Not in the cry of the angels, the singing of the angels of Kadosh, 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 but rather through Eicha Yashva Vadad, we sit alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our beautiful Jewish hearts. And this is Ne'ilah of Tisha B'Av. In this period of Ne'ilah, we have a few more minutes to be alone. Before you break your fast, just a few more minutes, how could we garner that ruach, that spirit inside of us? How could it be that our lives of Odei Hashem are not going to be simply about finding out what is mutter or what is aser, but to deeply forge our relationship with Kudsha Brichu? Rabbos, I beg of you, here in Eretz Yisrael, we only have a few more minutes. Make the most of these few minutes. Shavas. Experience the silence of Tisha B'Av. Experience the holiness of what's referred to in Kabbalah as Raiva Deravin. As Tisha B'Av begins to ebb away. And proceed to Binyan. Those moments when the day begins to ebb into something else are moments that are so holy and are so ripe for Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's an even deeper connection to Yom HaKippurim. Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, pointed out that Yom HaKippurim is not simply a day of tshuva in terms of fixing our actions, but rather it was also the pinnacle of Yovel. V'karasem dror l'chol ha'aretz, proclaim liberty throughout the land. The ishal mishpachtoi toshuvu, and each person is supposed to return to your mishpacha, to return to your source. Rav Moshe Shapiro developed Alpi Kabbalah that the essence of this time is where we return to the depths of Eretz Hachayim. Ishal mishpachtoi toshuvu. This is our opportunity to proclaim dror, freedom of our neshama. Our neshama is not going to be trapped in our particular state, our particular goof, but we have the ability to raise ourselves above. Every single one of us has to ask ourselves, V'ish el mishpachtoi teshuvu. Where do we come from? What truly makes us who we are? Years ago, one of my Talmidim, Yaniv Lautman, told me that his grandmother took him back to Birkenau. And as she walked in those days, there were still bones. There were still skulls and bones. And she took her family back with many of her grandchildren. And she said to them, look who I've brought back. Look who's here. Look who I've returned. V'ish el mishpachtoi teshuvu. For us to be able to look back into the past and to be part of the past and to be able to return to the past and to be bring back to the past something that's worthy of what the Mesiras Nefesh that preceded us deserves. What are we bringing back? And it's harder. We're another generation that's removed. Every single person here, all of the boxes over here that are watching in two different venues, on the Ila of Tisha B'Av, every single person that's behind those boxes on Zoom, every single one of you have generations upon generations upon generations of Mesiras Nefesh that have brought you to this point. Some people I'm looking at over here have been zocha to bring those generations to Eretz Yisrael. Some are in Chutz Laretz, but every single one of you, every single one of you. Behind you stands such desire of synthesis of Ruach and Guv. Ukrasem Dror Laretz. Now's the time for us to proclaim. Now's the time for us to call out that no, we are not going to be bound and held to our particular narrow circumstances. Our neshama has the ability to soar. V'yishol mishpachto itashuvu. It's not a coincidence. The Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, we don't know who he is. We don't know his time and his period. Because kinos have the ability to transcend time and place. We feel the kinos today in an empty Beis HaMedrash, and they felt the kinos in 1950 in New York City, and they felt the kinos in 1530 in Europe. We have a koach. The koach, if we access through Shavas, the ability to be able to raise ourselves above. Yaffa Eliach, Aleha Shalom, told the story of a woman, Anna. Most of her protagonists in her book have last names. Anna does not have a last name. And Anna, in 1945, was dying of typhus in the concentration camps. And along with typhus comes delirium. She no longer had the ability to walk. She was on her fours. And somehow, for the first time during the war, through all of the dulled pain, for the first time her father, she felt, was calling her. She felt that her father was on top of a hill about 20 feet away. If only she would get to the top of the hill, somehow she could connect to her father. So slowly she made her way atop the hill. And for the first time, she felt her father talk to her. First time in 2 years since her father had been killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. And her father said, "You will continue our family. You will continue our Masorah. Stay strong for the next few days." She survived. She came back with a friend of hers from the shtetl to the camps before they were to leave Europe, that cursed land that she had experienced. And she went back to the camp for one last time, and she described to her friend that my father didn't, I didn't feel him at all until that one moment. Her friend turned white, and her friend said, "Your father, when he was killed 2 years before, his body and the bodies of everyone from our shtetl were on that hill. V'ish el mishpachto toshuvu." We have the opportunity during this time of Shavas to all of the Mesiras Nefesh and our families experienced throughout the Doros. Rabbos, I make the most of this time. It's a time for us to think big. It's a time for us not to get caught into the petty challenges that we've had, to recognize that we are above, we have a neshama, a chelek elokami mal that soars above the history of Klal Yisrael. And we're a part of a mesiras nefesh of every single one of those generations, and we are part of a narrative that is going to lead to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ukrasem Dror La'aretz. Now's the time for us to raise ourselves up, to proclaim liberty through the land. But that liberty starts with the liberty of our neshama. But also literally. What type of better husbands? What type of better wives? What type of better children we could be? Rabbosai, before you pass over the threshold of your house after Ma'ariv, for those who don't have to be in Bidud, and for those who have to be in Bidud, before you take those steps back of Oyseh Shalom Bimroimov, ask yourself this question. How could we let Ni'ila of Tisha B'Av, this time of Shavas, this time of silence, how could we let that go? How could we miss the essence of it? We were Yotze, we kept all the halachos, we asked the Rav, and we asked the Rav again. But what about that moment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What about taking these experiences of Shabbos? What about Ukrasim Dror La'aretz V'Yishal Mishpachto Tashu to be something that's tangible that we take away? And finally, with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last Shabbos, the Navi Yeshayo cried out to us, Bonim Gadalti V'Raimamti V'Heim Pashubi. I raised you, children. Bonim Gadaltai V'Raimamti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised us up. He gave us the Chelek Elum Kamimal, our unique relationship with Him. What could we do to make sure that romanti of that chelek elokam imal, we can actualize and come back, all of us, all of Klal Yisrael together, to be banim l'Hashem elokeichem. When we do that, we'll be zoche to slowly reclaim the Jewish heart, the synthesis of ruach and guf. And with that, and only that way, Reb Chaim Volozhin taught us, will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. May we be zocheh to see the outer synthesis of Ashras HaShechinah with Binyan Beis HaMikdash as we grow in returning to our hearts, the Siyata Dishmaya next year, rejoicing in the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. Shavas Rabosai. Make the most of these moments, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonim Gadalta Viramti HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be Miromeim. I want my family to be Miromeim. I know I come from a Shalshelis HaMasora that is so exalted. And I want to be part of a Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael that is exalted and holy once again. I hope next year we spend Tisha B'Av together, dancing together, the Chatzeros Beis HaMikdash.
Amen.
Shkoyach.